The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's Total Titanium Expository Thursday. That's right. And back to Ephesians we go, where we find out that we are light, and I am not talking about my diet. Get it? Plus, we know that there is the fruit of the Spirit. But did you know that there is also the fruit of the light? Wowzer. And finally, we examine where we find out what pleases the Lord.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? You're welcome to text us. Remember, you got to text. 214-210-8483, 214-210-8483. We're going to throw out a trivia question early to give people a chance to get going on it. Pretty simple. According to the Gospel of John, which apostle doubted Jesus' resurrection and wouldn't believe until he saw Jesus with his own eyes? He just wouldn't believe it. He needed to touch him. Who was that? Who was that apostle that asked for that request? If you know the answer, 214-210-8483. Keep in mind that any topic is open for conversation. You can share praise reports or prayer requests or just ask questions. Somebody asked a question yesterday or the day before. We answered it yesterday. Hope they'll get a chance to hear that through the podcast. That'd be great. Just remember, it's not professional radio, and I think we've done an excellent job of proving that that's a fact. It's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Couple things to tell you as we start off this very first segment. For those that like to follow on Twitter, I don't do a whole lot on Twitter, but we do tell you what the show's about, what we're going to be doing. You can get that information by going to Twitter, and then you type in David Spoon at Spoon Experience. David Spoon at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. There you go. And don't forget our DNA. We have something that we're built from. We have something that we operate in. Ours is pretty simple as a Christian. DNA for us is D, draw closer to the Lord. N is never be ashamed. And A is always be ready. People want to know, well, how do you respond, not just in a crisis like the country has gone through and is coming out of, but not just that, but how do you respond in general, in life? And the answer is still the same. It's DNA. Draw closer to the Lord. Number one, N, never be ashamed. And then A, always be ready. That's the Christian DNA. Okay? Okay. It's all right?
It's all right.
All right, a couple things to tell you about today for those that are interested in the holidays or what national day it is. Today it is National Mr. Potato Head Day. You might not care, but I liked Mr. Potato Head. I liked buying a Mr. Potato Head for my kids when they were younger. I'll like buying them for my grandchildren because I like Mr. Potato Head. Besides, in the movie, Don Rickles played him, and I thought that was funny. It's also Bugs Bunny Day. And that's something you can keep in your pocket and just remember, because that's funny as well. National Raisin Day. You guys remember the raisin campaign they had for Raisin Bran? Man, that was funny. And then additionally, it's National Mahjong Day, and I only bring that up because my mom loved to play mahjong. She was just a big player. She enjoyed it a great deal, and she was really good at it. It's Jazz Day, so it's not Jazz Hand Day, so it doesn't mean you put your hand up and shake it. It's just Jazz Day. And then there's two other things I want to tell you. It's National Oatmeal Cookie Day. I think that's a good thing. National Oatmeal Cookie. Come on. Oatmeal cookies, gotta love them. And then it's National Honesty Day. And I think that's great because one of my favorite commercials is the Geico commercial where Pinocchio's up there and he goes, "I see a lot of potential in this room." I think that's hilarious. I think you should think it's hilarious, too. On this day in 1789, George Washington became the first president of the United States. 1789 on this day. Also, in 1803 on this day, the United States began the process of purchasing the Louisiana Territory from France for $15 million. Pretty good deal. Last two things. 1930 on this day, Hawaii became a U.S. territory. And finally, on this day in 1992, and that's just think about it, it's like almost 30 years ago, it's 28 years ago, the last episode of The Cosby Show aired on television. If you know what that is, and you remember the show, and you remember it, and you remember it with your kids, you're like me, you're old. Awesome. All right, we are not doing our normal ministry partner discussion today, so I want to give them all a mention, and the reason that we're not, I think you'll know, we'll talk about that in a second, but I do want to give a props out and shout out to our good friend Johnny Hill at Men of God Moving. You can go to menofgodmoving.com. I also want to give a shout out to Kimberly Ellis, who's one of our favorites. Her whole process is she can help you, first-time buyer, experienced investor, foreclosure, short sales, doesn't matter. Kimberly will help you with real estate. You can reach her. You can go to hemustincrease.org, and we have a direct link to her website and her phone number, which is 903-48-HOMES. That's 903-48-HOMES. And then last but not least is our good friend Clint from Mr. Restore, good friend of ours, and they will help you with fire, water, smoke, wind, flood, damage, cleanup of any kind, and they will absolutely take care of you with the thousands of happy customers that they have. You can count on them to take care of you at MrRestore.com. And now we get prepared because it's Expository Thursday.
Wow! 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 All I can say is wow! 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 All I can say is wow!
All right, Expository Thursday. Wow, that's unbelievable. Hallelujah. All right, let's talk about it. Ephesians chapter 5, we're going to do verses 8 through 14, though we probably won't get through all of it, but let's get started one way or another. Here's what it says. Oh, by the way, the trivia question real quickly for those that didn't catch it in the beginning of the show, pretty straightforward. Which apostle doubts Jesus' resurrection until he sees him and touches him himself? Just doesn't believe it. Which apostle was it? 214-210-8483. It should make you feel a little bit good that you're not the only person who believes in Jesus but has moments of doubts. So that might help you. Here's our text, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8 through 14. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord, and have nothing to do with fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them, for it's shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But in everything exposed by light, that becomes visible, for it is in light that makes everything visible, and that's why it said, "Wake up, O sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." There you go. That's our text. Again, if you're going to answer the trivia question, you got to text it to 214-210-8483. I can't take a call. Okie dokie. What are we talking about? First line, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. I could actually teach on this for about 10 hours because I just want you to catch what's going on. Do you remember what happened in the beginning of Genesis? Do you remember how that there was nothing And then God said what? Let there be light. And light came forward out of darkness. So there was nothingness. There was zeroness. There was emptiness. And God said, let there be light. And light came out of darkness. Now, this is for our friends that still have a pretty hard time understanding that the universe didn't come about on its own. The theory that has been used, and I am not kidding you on the ontological theory, is there was nothing. Watch this. There was nothing. And then there was something. Somehow. The Christian says there was nothing, and then there was something because God was the agency that made something happen out of nothing. But the people who are committed to the idea of evolution and committed to the way that the process from almost a humanistic scientific point of view is there was nothing, and then somehow there was something. And then somehow, out of the something, there became more things. But they don't know what the agency was that started it all. God. He's the agency that starts everything. In the beginning, God. Not in the beginning, science. Not in the beginning, man. Not in the beginning, Buddha. Not in the beginning, Muhammad. In the beginning, God. That's what you got to know. And it says, you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. So I want you to think about that darkness I was just talking about. This is very philosophical stuff, but very important to understand in Ephesians. You know what that darkness had? Nada. And you know what you were before the Lord came into your life? Nada. You had nothing. There was nothing great, nothing grand. There was nothing sparkly. There were no sparkly Skittles in your life. You were darkness. And the scripture says you were once darkness. Other people that you'll encounter, they'll still be in darkness. But you're the light. And I don't know if you've ever done this or not, but if you've ever gone into a closet with a flashlight and closed the closet, and then you turn, and then you don't turn, you just wait for a second, and you can tell it's darkness all around, right? Then you turn on the flashlight. Guess what happens? You and anybody with you can see. Well, you are why people can see if they're in darkness, because you're a light. And one thing darkness does is it kind of loses its grip in the power of light. Well, you're the light. I mean, I'm just going to tell you this, and my wife's going to use it against me, and if she does, I'm going to throw a bar of soap at her or something. But bottom line is I slept with a nightlight for years. Why did I have a nightlight? So I can have a little light in the room of darkness so as not to be afraid. You know how many people out there are just deathly afraid of everything? But you can be a nightlight for them because you're a Christian. All right, we're going to take our break, and we're going to come back. Of course, the answer, good that people were responding right away. The answer is Thomas. He was the one that didn't believe. When we come back, we're going to get into some really deep stuff. So hang out. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Destroying everyone
and everything we find. Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads, but wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Do you know how you keep going? Do you know how you keep putting one foot in front of the other? Do you know how you don't give up? Do you know how you don't quit even though you want to quit? You fix your eyes on Jesus. You see with God. When Peter went out of that boat and stepped on that water, there is no natural principle in the world, in any normal universe, that would allow Peter to walk on water. But he did one thing well. He looked at Jesus. And as he was looking at Jesus, the Bible says he walked on the water. He looked at his situation, just focusing at Jesus. Then he took his eyes off of Jesus, and he saw the winds and the waves, and he sank. He lost the correct attitude when he stopped seeing with Jesus in the picture. Whatever you see, whatever you face, whatever you encounter, do not see it or face it in the natural. For we walk by faith and not by sight. So everything you see, you must insert the picture of Jesus.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I just want to let Tiara know I did not see your IM, but I could hear the noise just barely in the background, so that's how I was able to get the cue. Pretty funny, huh? Okay. Her and I are having private conversations while the whole thing is going on so we can make sure it works as good as possible. We're doing the best we can. I do want to remind you, if you want to reach the show, the only way to do so is to text 214-210-8483 if you want to do it during the show. That's the way to do it during the show. Here you go. Here's a trivia question. You got to think about it. You don't actually have to look up the scripture. You just have to think through this. Very simple. How many blemishes was a sacrificial animal allowed to have that was offered to the Lord? How many blemishes was a sacrificial animal allowed to have when it was offered up to the Lord? If you know the answer, send a text to 214-210-8483. Not a trick question, actually. 214-210-8483. Website, hemustincrease.org. hemustincrease.org. Keeping it superbly simple. If you go on the website, you can hear the interview I did with Noah. You can hear some audio. You can see some video. At least I didn't say you can see some audio and hear some video. Anyhow, there's some cool things on the website, plus an opportunity to give. We were able to make our initial payment the other day, which is fantastic, but now we're heading into May. And as you know, we're going to need help again because, you know what? We need help. That's for an answer. We need help. That's just the bottom line. HeMustIncrease.org. Help if you can. That'd be great. Email David at HeMustIncrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. And YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. Quick reminder, DNA, draw near to the Lord, D, N, never be ashamed, A, always be ready. You know, you don't know. And I think that's worth saying, and I think it's worth pointing out. You don't know at what moment, at what instance, okay, at what moment of time the Lord might have you do something, be something, say something, function in something. So why I bring that up is because this always be ready part, you think, well, I can't always be ready. I can't always be thinking of the Lord. There was a guy named Brother Lawrence back in the day, and he would set his timer, his watch, for every 15 minutes he would check to see if he was still considering the Lord. So it's not that I would expect anybody to do that because I'm not sure that's the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is to not be so caught up in your universe that you can't touch base with other people in their universe. And what I mean by that is this. A lot of people say, well, what does that mean? In your life, you have people. You have maybe a career, a job, hobbies, things you like, things you enjoy. And you have a circle in your life. And in this circle are all these things that you allow and you permit. And it's pretty normal. It's not an abnormal thing. The problem is too many people stay. Listen to this. Too many people stay in their circle. They never look at anybody else's circle. And in Philippians chapter 2, verses 4 and 5, it's very specific, teaching us to not look on our own interests only, but also on the interests of others. We need to have a mindset and a heart that is expansive. And why that whole setup is important is because of what it says in the rest of this text in Ephesians. It says, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. Now, I want to bring up why this is important. And the reason is because if you never engage with anybody ever that has no knowledge of the Lord, that light of yours will never shine elsewhere. And you'll never have an opportunity to infuse or to influence or to empower or to touch or to be a part of somebody else's universe if you're not interested in them. If your only interest is yourself, then that makes you selfish. If your interest is in others, that makes you selfless. Just think about Jesus Christ and the life he lived. Let's just use that as Philippians text to think about how he, in the position of God, gave himself up to become one of us, sacrificed himself, yielded himself for our well-being. He didn't sit there and look in his circle. He looked in all of our circles, and he said, I can help them. And what's important about that is when we're called to live as children of the light, that means that that light has some kind of radiance, it has some kind of reflection, it has some kind of reach and touch to other people. And yeah, some people, they'll never get it, they'll never respond, they'll never do one single thing that'll ever give you any inclination that they're towards the kingdom or looking towards the kingdom or thinking about the kingdom. But that doesn't mean you don't let the light shine, because you don't know what God will and won't use from your light. You know, the one time that you are extraordinarily filled with kindness and bless somebody who maybe in many terms would never deserve it might be the one time that they register in their dark-filled mind, this person cares. And that might be the all that ever happens, and that might be the very agent, the very agency that changes them. And why I'm making a big deal on this is what Paul's whole, his whole Ephesian purpose in chapter 5, this whole first 17 verses, all has to do with us getting a handle on that we're the witness, we're the people, we're the light. We're the if you're going to use the Living translation, which is a paraphrase, we're the flashlight that helps people see on the pathway. The idea is that you can't be so self-centered that the light never gets lit. Right? I mean, that's just kind of common sense. And what we don't understand about the lit light, I think what we think, or at least what I was taught when I was growing up as a Christian, is that you have to be perfect. And your light has to be like these overly stated godly good works. And it's like, it's got nothing to do with that. That's not what it is at all. In fact, in the next segment, we're going to talk about what the actual fruit of light is. We're going to go through, there's three fruits that are mentioned in light. We're going to talk about that. But it's not those everybody should see my great godly works that make the difference. Keep in mind that the Pharisees did wonderful works in front of many people, in front of many public people, and Jesus called them out for it and said, you're hypocrites. You'll not get anything for that. There'll be nothing for that. It's when you're genuinely caring, It's when you genuinely, sincerely do something because the Lord would have you to do it. It's as if the Lord was standing next to you when these things take place, and your job is to respond in His eyes for His approval. And that's the light that we're supposed to shine. It's not supposed to be fake. It's not supposed to be, look at me pray, look at me give, I'm so fantastic. That's not what it is at all. It's, how you doing, man? How are you? How are things at home or at work or at life? Anything I can pray for you about? I won't drive you crazy. I'm just trying to help. You don't have to be a person that's obnoxious. I think what happens is that in our minds, the Christian witness can come off really in an obnoxious way. And I understand that because I used to be much more obnoxious than I am now, which is amazing, right? But the idea is you can just be sincere and care. You can just share and say, hey, I'm going to be praying later today. Is there anything I can pray for you about? That's not like a holy, don't make it holier than now. I'm going to be praying later today, and God always does what I ask, so what can I ask for you? Don't do that. Say, what are you going through? I'll pray for you. You don't have to be religious-y. I mean, I'll tell you one thing. There's just a substantial difference between Christian and churchianity and Christianity and Christianese. Christianese is the language that Christians use that they think they're supposed to use that's fake. Churchianity is all about church show, showing everybody else around you. Christianity is all centered on Jesus Christ. And Christianity says specifically it's for the glory of Jesus Christ because He's the light. And I'm going to do this to honor Him. And I'm going to have care. And even if you don't have the fullness of the feeling, watch this. Even if you don't have the fullness of the feeling, you can still operate in faith caring about somebody. You might not have the full I'm telling you right now, people are like going, no way. Wrong. You don't have to have the feelings that go with it. You have to have the desire to honor Jesus. That's what makes a difference. You want to hear something amazing? People can tell when it's baloney. I interviewed a guy when I was doing radio in San Diego, and he was a guy that worked on a film with Focus on the Family. And I asked him, I said, you know, in the churches, what's something that really, as you go to church as a younger man, what strikes you? And he said, we can always tell who's blowing smoke. I'm like, wow, maybe the church should hear that. That'd be a good idea for us to recognize that. Just be real. But live as a child of light, okay? We come back, we're going to talk about the fruit that comes from that light. It's really cool. And oh, by the way, the answer, there's only a couple of people that were on target on this. The answer, how many blemishes were allowed for a sacrificial offering? None. Zero. Zippity. Got it? Okay, good. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Get your real estate agents here on sale, only a dime a dozen. Step right up and get your agents.
What's going on here?
Real estate agents are in bloom here in Texas, so they're being offered only a dime a dozen.
Is this how real estate agents seem to you, a dime a dozen? Well, that's enough. Kimberly McQuinn, Realtor and Broker Associate with Fathom Realty, is not a dime a dozen real estate agent. Real estate isn't her hobby, it's her passion. With over 12 years of experience, Kimberly knows real estate isn't about selling, it's about the relationships. Get a free consultation by reaching out to Kimberly at turn2realtyteam.com. That's turn2realtyteam.com. Or call 903-484-6637. That's 903-48-HOMES. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced investor, whether you need a short sale or are looking for foreclosures, Kimberly is the quality you want and deserve for your real estate needs. Don't get the dime a dozen agent. Turn to the best. Turn to Kimberly.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I do want to let you know, if you want to reach us, got to do it by text till we figure it out. I do have an email into the owner of the station who's going to be reaching out to me tonight, and I'll find out what our time frame is to get back into the studio. Kind of looking forward to that. So, you know, it's fun to do it at home, but the studio, I never have to wonder if the phone's going to crash. I do want to let you know I've got another trivia question I'm going to throw your direction right now. A little tougher. I like sometimes putting some tougher ones in there. If you don't know this, it's okay. It's something you'll learn. This is somewhere between Acts 27 and 28. How many people survived the shipwreck with Paul on board? How many people were there that survived the shipwreck that were with Paul before Paul landed on the island of Malta? There's one of two answers that you can give. They would both be correct. I will give you a chance to look it up if you need to. 214-210-8483. There's a simple answer and a more complex answer. It's up to you. 214-210-8483. Don't forget our website, hemustincrease.org. hemustincrease.org. David at hemustincrease.org is our email. And again, you can go to our website and fill out a form, and we'll still get that, but you can also send an email, David at hemustincrease.org, Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry, and YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. So we have been doing expository teaching. Once a week, typically on Thursdays, we've been doing expository teaching, and we're doing Ephesians, and we're going to go through Ephesians 8, 9, 10 is what we're going to cover today, and maybe a little bit of 11, and then we're going to do the rest of it next week. And then I was so blessed today, I found the rest of my notes on Ephesians that take us all the way through to the end of the book, so at least we can keep doing it until I finish the book. I'm really well known in Christian circles for getting about 97% of the book done and then forgetting. I'm really happy that I'm going to be able to finish this since I have all the material. Let's go back to it, and I want to talk to you about something that you don't hear a lot about. Here's what the text says: "For you were once darkness, but now you are light. Live as children of the light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth." There is fruit of the light. So you'll hear about the fruit of the Spirit all the time. Okay, love, joy, peace, patience, right? Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and restraint, or actually it's temperance more than self-control, actually. So the bottom line, because they're fruits of the Spirit, and God doesn't need to have self-control, he has restraint. So the bottom line to that is we all know that. Okay, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and temperance. Got it. But there's fruit that comes from the light, from being in the light. And we don't think much about that, but that fruit, remember, is a proof point. So in business, if you're a business person, you might come up with an idea and you might try and put it together and see if it works. Those are called proof points. A proof point proves the point works. Well, a proof point exists in Christianity. The fruit of the Spirit are the 9 things that I listed. There's other things that also demonstrate it. They're proof points. And there's also proof points that you're a child of the light. And you're thinking, really? Yes. And so I want to talk about these 3 things. They're goodness, righteousness, and truth. And the one about the last one's like my fave, so we'll get into that in maybe a little more depth. So here's the proof, here's the fruit that you're a child of the light, that there's goodness. There's a moral excellence that you have with a generous attitude. So here's what that really means. Here's what that really looks like. It doesn't mean that you're only generous when you have a bazillion dollars and it doesn't bother you and you could care less. It doesn't have to do actually with money. It has to do with your attitude. Moral excellence is your standard for what is right and what is wrong, for the rightness and the wrong of something are high. And if you are a Christian, they're as high as it gets. The world has their own standard of goodness, but it's rarely good. For the world, they call dark light and light dark. They call good bad and bad good. Can't pay attention to that. Can't pay attention to television. Can't pay attention to the movies. You can't pay attention to internet sites. Can't pay attention to any of that stuff, because what they have to say doesn't matter. What God has to say is what counts. Only God's opinion matters, so to speak. And so goodness is this moral excellence, this desire to have the right and wrong in you aligned with God's right and wrong, and to have a generousness in you with that. To have somebody who is legalistic has a moral excellence without a generous attitude. And you don't want to be like that. And that's essentially what the Pharisees were, but they got so deep in their legalism that they lost the moral line because they had no generous attitude whatsoever. And they were, they would look at people and turn their face and turn their nose. And it's like those people have no actual divine goodness. There's no light. There's no fruit from the light in their lives. That's goodness. See how far you can go so deep in these. Also, righteousness. Righteousness is doing the right thing. It's also a righteousness that is received and a righteousness that is born out. So it's kind of twofold. It's a righteousness that's received, that's above you, and then in turn, a righteousness that's extended in your actions because you received a righteousness that is above you. So you have a righteousness that's above your capacity. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. It's a righteousness that's above you. But once you are in that reception place, and once you are in that contact with that righteousness, then it's extended. And no, it's probably not going to be as good as God's, but the idea is to extend it because you've received it. Much like mercy, much like grace. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. So that's what goodness is, the moral excellence with a generous attitude. Righteousness is receiving this right standing and communicating that, or being a vehicle of it in the actions and in the things that we do. That's goodness, that's righteousness, and then there's truth. And that truth is aletheia. And Noel and I had a church called aletheia. So do you think this word's kind of important to me? You betcha. here's the bottom line. Fruit that you are a child of the light is that you are walking in goodness or seeking to walk in goodness, moral excellence with a generous attitude. Fruit that demonstrates and proves you're a child of light is a righteousness that's beyond you that you receive that you're trying to operate in and extend, okay? And truth is not the biblical truth. We'll get to that in the next section. It's the sincerity truth. It's be real. It's be you. It's don't be fake. The truth, the buckle on the armor of truth is to be real, is to be sincere, is to be truthful, is to be honest. It's not to be Ananias and Sapphira who tried to show they were better than they were, tried to come off better than they were. That's not what God doesn't want that. He's not interested. You think he's interested in that? You're not fooling God. He knows every nuance of your mind, every nuance of your heart. I've told you before on this show, I've prayed one deep, totally honest, without any, I don't think there was a single molecule in that prayer that had any dishonesty in it when I sought the Lord for drug deliverance, and he answered me, and he granted my request. I still think it's the most sincere, most honest, most diligent moment of prayer in my entire 41-plus years of Christianity, because at that moment, I exposed out my heart before the Lord and just shared it. And God loves the truth, the reality, the sincerity of his creation responding to him. Yeah, you can't possibly think God's impressed with people that fake rightness. You just can't believe that. I mean, it disgusts us. How much more does it disgust God, who knows? That fruit, that proof is just being you. Yep. Sometimes when you go to work, you got to do whatever you got to do that the boss tells you. Sometimes you got to, you know, follow the company line in order to get the company policy going and this stuff and that stuff. That's not what it's talking about. It's just talking about you being real. You being you. One of the biggest challenges that Christians have is just being real. Because somewhere in their Christianity, somewhere in their teaching, somewhere from some pastor or some teacher or some radio ministry, and I make fun of that myself, or television ministry or somewhere, said you've got to communicate this light in such a way that there could be nothing in there that would make people think that you're anything less than perfect. Like, that's the stupidest thing ever. You just be real. I'm a Christian. I'm a mess, but I'm God's mess. Okay by me. Because it's okay by him. That's why I have forgiveness in my life and grace and mercy. That's why they're active. That's why it's real. Get that? All right. Okay, going to take our break. The answer, by the way, 276 souls were saved on that shipwreck scenario. I would have also accepted all of them. Congratulations to those who got it correct. Good job. We're going to take a break and come back for our end part. You'll love it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Can't stand the skill, can't stand the shame.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
Every once in a while when I do the radio hosting, I have this wonderful opportunity to talk to people that influence the church, that are a blessing to the church. Today is no different. I am honored and blessed, by the way, to have the opportunity to talk with Pastor Robert Morris. He is the founding and lead pastor of Gateway Church. He's a best-selling author. He's written some excellent material, but he has a new book out, which has the greatest title ever, next to the Bible. The new book is called Take the Day Off.
please.
That's all I ask for. The book is entitled Take the Day Off, Receiving God's Gift of Rest. Pastor Marshall, you're there with us.
I am, David, and it is so good to talk with you today.
I do want to let you know before we get going that I was actually introduced to you by somebody at your church about a year ago. I was at a place called Inogen, and somebody named Robert, who went to your church, he gave me your book, Beyond Blessed, and I had not actually had the chance to engage on any of your material yet. I read that. It was a really timely book, which was really cool.
Oh,
and then I was able to go and get your book on the Holy Spirit, which I thought was one of the best pneumatology books that I've read in a long time. So just so that you know, I really appreciate
that. Thank you. I came from a Baptist background, and so I have some friends that are Dallas Theological Seminary. I have some friends that are Church of Christ, and I have some friends that, just come from all sorts of different backgrounds that are not quote-unquote Pentecostal charismatic. And again, that's not my background either. I went to Criswell right there in Dallas and to East Texas Baptist College before that. But anyway, I've had so many guys tell me that they really appreciated that book on the Holy Spirit, and they may not even agree with everything in it, but they appreciated the sensitivity and the way I handled the person and the Holy Spirit.
It was a great job. I mean, I was born and raised Jewish. I became a Christian. I have a Baptist and a Pentecostal ordination.
And Pentecostal.
Yeah, I'm a Baptist. I'm a Calminian, and I'm a manifold millennialist. So anytime you want to sit there and talk about diversity, I'm there for you.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Great job by Tiara. See, sometimes our IM doesn't work, so she has to get me and cue me in right away, and then so we're guessing, and it's like throwing darts blind. The good news is ours are just Velcro, and so it shouldn't hurt anybody. If you want to reach out to us with comment or encouragement, question, praise report, prayer request, whatever the case may be, you got to text 214-210-8483, 214-210-8483. We are asking everybody to be in prayer as we are petitioning to get back into the studio. That'd be kind of nice. We'll see what happens. I will keep you informed as of tomorrow. By the way, our website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org, is our website. And our email, david@hemustincrease.org. If I said that backwards, I'm sorry. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry, and YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. And my job is ever diligent to prove that you don't have to be perfect to be on the radio or to be a believer or to do any of these things in the kingdom of God. That's what the righteousness of Jesus Christ is all about. I'm just so thankful for it. In fact, when I pray, and I talk to the Lord, and I bet you guys do this too, though. So when I pray, you know you're sorry for the things that you've done that you shouldn't do or thought or whatever the case may be. But I always express thanksgiving that this whole thing is not based on me. Because if this whole thing was based on me, I'd have packed up a long time ago. I'm so appreciative that I can depend on the mercy and on the grace. And one of my favorite prayers is found in Hebrews where it says, you come to the throne of grace to find mercy, to receive mercy, that is, and to find grace in your time of need. I just love that passage because you come to the throne of grace, you receive mercy because it's like, man, I need mercy because I should probably be judged for 1,000 things. And then I need to find grace for my time of need, but I am also aware that it's a throne of grace, and that's a great thing. Okay. We have been talking about Ephesians chapter 5, 8, 9, 10. For you were once darkness, but now you're light. Live as children of the light. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And now here's a very unique little verse, very short, one of the shorter verses in the entire Bible. And find out what pleases the Lord. And just stop. So he's going to go into this discussion about fruitless deeds. Paul's going to go into this discussion about, you know, people doing bad things in secret. He's going to talk about the light becoming the key component against bad darkness, against darkness that is superbly negative. In fact, we're going to talk next week about the way that you really expose darkness is you turn on a light, okay? So that's pretty solid, nothing complex, nothing bizarre. That's all good stuff, right? Well, before he gets there, he does this little disruptor. And a disruptor is something in Scripture that he pops in, that's something that the writer pops in under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit and has a thought break. And it's like, it's a disruptor. It's like, well, we're talking about light. Yep, we got to do this. Oh, yeah, live in goodness, righteousness, and truth. That's fantastic. Oh, yeah, and find out what pleases the Lord. And so Paul then gives you and I a search command. And this is by the Holy Spirit. It's not Paul who's coming up with this in that sense. I mean, God doesn't eliminate the personality of the author when he communicates what he wants. That's why the styles are different in the book. But this is what God wants. He wants us to pursue. He wants us to journey. Now, I don't care what anybody says. And to my dying breath, I'll make sure everybody knows this. Look, the goal is not the journey. It's the journey. No, it's not. It's the destination. If I go on a journey and end up in hell, who cares? Or if I go on a journey up in heaven, who cares? I want to end up in the right place. The destination is the key. But in the destination, we have different sets of journeys, different sets of things we pursue. Well, the Scripture tells us to find out, seek out, hunt down, discover, learn, grow into, understand, absorb, find, be a detective, uncover what pleases the Lord. Most people can get it right off the bat that there's one thing that makes it really easy. It's the Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. You know, without faith, it's impossible to please God. For those who come to God must believe that he is and a rewarder of those who seek him. One of the things that we know that pleases God is faith. That's not genius work. That's not Hugh. We talk about Hebrews 11:6 all the time. It's important to understand it. It's important to operate in it. It's important to believe it. It's important to obey it. It's important to respond to it. But there are other things that please the Lord. The unity of the brethren pleases the Lord. An aroma or a sacrifice of thanksgiving and praise pleases the Lord. And so the question becomes, where do you find out what it is that pleases the Lord? And I'm going to give you an answer that you probably didn't think of. One of them you're going to know, one of them you're going to go, and then one of them you're going to go, huh. The one that you know is you find out what pleases the Lord through his word. There's nothing, that's not a mystery. Genesis 1:1, Revelation 22:21. There's 66 books, 39 in the old, 27 in the new. It's not complex, okay? Somewhere between God saying, dear human race, Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, love God, that's the concept, that's the principle. And in there, God tells you the different things that please him. But we know faith pleases him. And if faith pleases him and you got to have faith, then you go into that 1 Corinthians 13 passage. You know, what the greatest, you know, faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these is love. Then you know love pleases him. Unity pleases him. Sweet aromas please him. Obedience pleases him. You know, I mean, being obedient to obey is better than to sacrifice. God likes obedience. These are things that please the Lord. But you discover this through the word. And you're going to find out it's not just one thing. It's multiple things. And what you'll also find out is God is concentrating on that in your life at a particular time, and you tend to grow in those things. We know that. I'll tell you another place you find out what pleases the Lord, through prayer. And you think, well, how? Well, if you're not praying a formulated prayer, and you're actually engaging with God, and you listen, you'll know, because the Holy Spirit will lead and guide and direct you into what he wants. And if you're doing what he wants, that's pleasing to him. So part of this pleasing has to do with him talking to you through the word, and part of this pleasing has to do with you talking to him through prayer. That's not complex. Got it. Okay. Here's another place you might not be aware of that's very important. You know another place you find out what pleases the Lord? In fellowship with other Christians. Because it's in places like that that you discover in your conversation with one another that the Lord is in the midst of, that while you're having that conversation, there are things that come up and you think, wow, I got to really add that into my life. Or I got to really take that on in my life. And then you're going to find out something else will blow your mind. There's projects. What do you mean projects? God will have you do a task, a project. Noah had a job. What was the job? Build a boat. How long did that last? 100 years. 100 years. And it's just like, that's a big task. Yeah, but God was pleased with him. And God liked the task that he did. And you'll be on task with the Lord. And that pleases the Lord. The main place is the Word of God. There's zero question about that. But there'll be things that you go through in life that will please the Lord. Find out. Make that part of your journey. Make that part of the discovery. It's fun. Christianity is so boring. It's only boring if you're terrible at it. If Christianity is boring, you're terrible at Christianity. You got to do better. Make it a journey. What pleases you, Lord? What can I do today to please you, Lord? Is a response we should all have. And those are the kind of mentalities that we need to operate in. We need to walk in that mindset. We need to wake up and go, I don't know what we're doing today, but I know we're doing something. And maybe you're just hanging out and talking to the Lord in prayer. Maybe you're just reading his word. Maybe that's what he wants today, just to kind of hang out with a little picnic time. Or maybe he'll have you talk to somebody or do something. I don't know. But it's available, and we're told to pursue it. Find out what pleases the Lord. Okay, what makes you out? What do you want me to do? I'll do that. That sounds good. And it's just having that attitude, that disposition. I'm telling you, I'm going to get a couple of emails. That was really mean. Okay, I can't help it. If your Christianity is terrible, it's certainly not God's fault. I think you can give me that, right? So then whose fault would it be? Bottom line, pursuing him and finding out what pleases him. You were once darkness, now you're light. Live as children of the light, for the fruit of the light consists of all goodness, righteousness, and truth, moral excellence with generous attitudes, doing the right thing, receiving a better righteousness, and funneling that, and being sincere and real, and find out what pleases the Lord. That's what you got to do, okay? All right. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.